In Southern California, a 400-year-old oak tree and the 42-year-old man currently residing in it have become the center of a community-wide debate on the pros and cons of suburban development. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
The tree is in Santa Clarita, just north of Los Angeles. To get to it, you'll pass a Chuck E. Cheese pizza place on your left, several lush planned communities on both sides, and then you'll see it. On your right, the massive oak, now known as Old Glory. Look high in Old Glory's branches and you'll see John Quigley. Recruited by a local environmental group, Quigley's been living in the oak almost nonstop since the 1st of November in an attempt to keep the tree from being cut down.
This is one tree, this 400-year-old tree, surrounded literally on all sides by development. And at some point, you've got to draw the line.
A chain link fence has been put up around Old Glory, but that hasn't stopped a steady stream of visitors and protesters, including several politicians and celebrities. The tree and its surrounding properties are owned by the development group John Lang Homes. Last month, they nearly cut the tree down as part of an agreement reached with the county to widen an adjacent road. Bill Rattazzi is the regional president for John Lang Homes. Rattazzi also lives in the area, and he notes John Quigley doesn't.
We are trying to meet sort of all of the demands, to keep transportation so it's in a position in the future for residents who do need to move around, which may not be Mr. Quigley because he doesn't live there.
In response to Quigley and his fellow tree supporters, the developers recently proposed a compromise. They offered to spend nearly $300,000 to relocate Old Glory to a nearby oak preserve. But Quigley and others have rejected that option. They say the tree is too large and too fragile to survive such a move. John Quigley and fellow protesters have vowed to keep a constant vigil at the tree. Earlier this week, more than 50 people camped overnight in their cars. No specific date has been set yet to begin the relocation, but Bill Rattazzi says the process must begin in the next few weeks in order to safely move the tree. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Santa Clarita.